Hello everyone. I thought I'd do a quick recommendations video to give a bit of a shout out to the people who on YouTube I really enjoy. I'll start with someone outside of YouTube, and that's Dan Carlin. He's a political commentator and history buff who I thoroughly recommend. When people say to me, the presentation of your Heroes of History videos are great, I'm going to start saying, well, actually, that's Dan Carlin's presentation. I've completely ripped off his style, because it's an excellent style. I'm sure I'll find my own footing as I go along, but this guy's amazing, and he's very mainstream, but he's also very far ahead of the curve, and it makes him sound like a conspiracy theorist, even though he's not. So yeah, I thoroughly recommend him. To quote the next recommendation, it's tight shit. Next up is the man, Sparky Pfister. He is funny as fuck. There's no getting around it. His videos responding to feminism are just some of the funniest things I've ever heard. You know, literally, I sit alone in my flat and I don't laugh out loud when I'm actually watching something. I might find something fairly amusing and smirk at it, but it's not like I am in company. I think most people like that. Except for when I'm watching his videos. I do find myself howling with laughter. Next, I'd like to recommend Rizzle Dizzle, or Snake Plissken-est that was. He's hilarious. He comes across very much like a professional nihilist with a mind like a razor blade. And he's funny as fuck, so I thoroughly recommend him. Next, I'd recommend a YouTuber called M. Now, M's very different, and he has very introspective videos. And he's got a wonderful voice. If you've ever had a drink or a toke, I thoroughly recommend just, you know, if you want to have a bit of a chill and, you know, he's got a really good way of drawing you in with his narratives. It's hard to describe, so I'd just recommend checking him out. The next person I'd like to recommend is Raging Golden Eagle. This guy is like the nicest guy ever. I really like him. His videos are fun, and he's just incredibly personable. You know, I bet he's got some fucking good mates who really care about him, because he's a solid guy, and I see him around on a lot of the videos I go to, and he seems to be part of a kind of glue that's binding the community together. He's very good, very good. And I'm glad he makes videos, I really am. I'd like to recommend Spetsnaz, because I think that if you're not subscribed to him, you are really missing out on an intellectual experience. His videos are exceptionally well researched, and are almost the antithesis of mine, because his are very well thought out and very well produced, whereas mine are very off the cuff and shoddily produced because I've got no skills in that regard. He will relate to you male experiences that will make you cry. I'm not joking. The guy is amazing. He's got a wonderful voice for it as well. His diction is fantastic, even for a colonial, and he approaches his subject matter in a manner I would term professional. He's amazing. I thoroughly recommend Bane666AU. I'm not a fan of computerized voices, but the content more than makes up for it. And I put up with them because it's worth hearing what he has to say. Fantastic. Absolutely excellent. I'm sure that I don't really need to mention the Internet Aristocrat, but if you're not aware of him, you will want to be. And finally, I'd like to recommend The Psychological Cynic, who is a man that I feel a great affinity for, because he reminds me so much of myself. He seems to be struggling against the stupidity of the world, which is something that people have said to me on numerous occasions. that I seem to be very frustrated with the fact that most people around me aren't very bright. That most people around me have a tendency to do stupid things, and it's not even that I think they're not very bright, it's just that they don't spend the time to just go a layer deeper with their thinking. And I get the feeling that he's very much like that. It's, you know, he's a very sharp man, and he makes excellent videos. Well, I tell you what, this was a refreshing change. It's nice to be able to say something positive for once, because, I mean, one of the things that one of the reasons I started doing the Heroes of History once is not only that I think that these are great fun characters that are just interesting to talk about, because, you know, if you put yourself in their shoes, a lot of the things they're doing are just ridiculously terrifying. I mean, I wouldn't want to do anything like that. So I have a lot of respect for that. But it's also, a lot of my content is very, it's negative. It's feminism stupid. Ha ha ha, I will mock you. And I have a great time doing that. And I'm glad you guys seem to enjoy them. But it's really nice to be able to actually say things that I believe that are good. Because I do believe, I'm surprisingly optimistic. I don't seem to get to express it that much in my videos, though. So this has been fun.